Good day. This is the Farm Market News broadcast number 214 for Thursday, January 7th. I'm Dave Sims. The ICE Futures Canada canola market dropped sharply Thursday on speculator selling. Investors began bailing out of positions after the front-month canola contract fell below a key support point amid a sea of bearish global economic news. Canola was anywhere from $8 to $9 lower, with the most active March contract checking in at $478 a ton, while the May contract checked in at $485 a ton. Around 11:10 Central Time this morning, the March contract broke below the key $480 per ton mark. This triggered a flurry of sales that weighed down the market. Losses in crude oil, Malaysian palm oil, soy oil, and European rapeseed futures also helped to undermine canola. Favorable weather in South America also raised development prospects for crops in Argentina and Brazil, which was bearish. Turmoil across global financial markets was especially bearish today. Investors were spooked after China's stock market plummeted early on. However, gains in U.S. soybeans helped to limit the losses somewhat. The Canadian dollar is near its lowest level in over a decade, which has sparked foreign interest in buying canola. Investors are now keenly waiting for the release of the USDA quarterly stocks report on Tuesday, January 12th. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded and unchanged. In the U.S., corn was a cent lower, with the most active March contract checking in at $3.52 a bushel. Worries over the Chinese market dragged on corn prices. Weaker than expected U.S. export data also didn't help matters. However, crude oil is looking somewhat better today compared to yesterday, and that helped to limit the losses. Soybeans were mostly down about half a cent, with the March contract checking in at $8.64 a bushel. A more positive technical picture helped to even off the buying today. Soybean sales for last week totaled 638,000 metric tons in the U.S., which largely met expectations. Speculators put pressure on the market, though, as they added several short positions looking to take profits on the news coming out of China. Wheat was 4 to 5 cents higher, with the March contract checking in at $4.68 a bushel. The market corrected higher on ideas it was slightly oversold to begin with. Support also came from spec fund short covering, and there are worries cold weather could damage the crop in Russia. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Thursday, January 7th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.